The Doom Buggies podcast is sponsored by MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Get a no-obligation quote for any of your Disney travel needs at mousefantravel.com. You're listening to the Doom Buggies podcast for April 2021.
Welcome, podcast listeners. Keep your ears inside your headphones at all times and join me for this swinging wake.
Welcome, foolish mortals. Oh, well, maybe you're not foolish. You're listening to this show. Welcome, friends and listeners to the Doom Buggies podcast. My name is Jeff Bam, and I am the founder of DoomBuggies.com and the host of the show today. I'm here with my co-host, Julia. Hey, Julia.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, welcome to the show. We have some super exciting things to tell people about today. So we are actually going to have a special. This is a special report, this episode of the Doom Buggies podcast. We are not going to go through all of our usual segments because we do have some big news to present to you. And then hopefully maybe this month or for next month's show, we'll see how soon we can get back to it. But we're going to circle back and report more on this. But as you may or may not have heard, Disneyland is reopening. This is very good news, right? That was almost ghostly. Almost a ghostly woo-woo. I liked it. So Disneyland is reopening. And Julia and I, of course, will try to get tickets. Of course, you know, getting tickets to Disneyland's first couple months of reopening is kind of a lottery game you're playing, you know, to try to get them. But we'll try our best and see if we can get you some ears to the ground reports from Disneyland itself. But in the meanwhile, we want to talk a little bit about our favorite attraction, the Haunted Mansion. And that's kind of the purpose of this special report. Julia, tell us what we're going to be talking about tonight.
So today we are going to read through an article that appeared in the Los Angeles Times 2 days ago that talks about kind of what to expect with the newly reopened theme park and a newly refurbished and updated somewhat Haunted Mansion.
That's right. So that's pretty, I'm pretty interested to, and I'm going to say that I did not read this article on purpose, because I want to be able to, you know, give my real time feedback, but Julia did. So she's going to present the article to us and then we'll discuss a little bit. So Julia, take it away.
The article is entitled Disneyland's Haunted Mansion Updates Reveal That a Perfect Idea Never Dies. And it's written by Todd Martins. Disneyland's Haunted Mansion has been a source of fan mystique for even longer than its nearly 52 years at the park. When it returns with upgrades and additions April 30th, the day Disneyland is set to fully reopen in Anaheim, it should prove the old adage that a good idea doesn't die so much as haunt the universe until it becomes a reality. Recently materialized in the attraction are a smattering of new illusions and curiosities. A few will be particularly familiar to many of the Haunted Mansion's borderline obsessive fan community. Among the most prominent, the return of a dynamic portrait dreamed up by Disney master animator designer Mark Davis of a once beautiful woman aging less than gracefully. There's also a not-so-sly nod to a demonic eye-catching cat crafted by another of Disney's famed animators-turned-theme park architects, Xavier Atencio. This fiendish feline would have followed guests throughout the ride, a creature said to despise living humans and with predatory possessive instincts.
that's an interesting way to put it. So, yeah, Todd has written about the Haunted Mansion a number of times, or Disneyland and the Haunted Mansion, in the not-so-distant past. It's been interesting. I don't think he was a Haunted Mansion expert or fan before he started writing about it. I believe I spoke with him about one of his first articles about the Haunted Mansion. I think I'm thinking of Todd. So it's kind of cool to see him continue to kind of beat the drum for the Haunted Mansion. And yeah, so I don't know if you've seen, so the Disney Parks blog, I think it's the Disney Parks blog, also released a small video of some of what's going to happen in the new Haunted Mansion.
The spirits are just dying to show guests their handiwork. Oh, what a frightfully fun surprise. I wonder where she's been hanging around all this time. A few more enhancements may have materialized, so you'll just have to see for yourself. We can't wait for you to hurry back.
They didn't give everything away, but they gave a little bit of it away, and it looks to me like this portrait, this changing portrait of the young woman who ages kind of like Dorian Gray to an old woman. It looks like, and we call that April December. That's a Mark Davis invention. He actually invented four different stages for this character to kind of morph into old age, from youth to old age. And they had that painting in the Haunted Mansion actually for many, many years, most of its history, but they took it out in 2005 when they changed the portrait hall to have digital changing portraits that flashed with the lightning instead of morphing. They kind of quick changed. And so they took her out. So she's now making her return, right? And I really like what they did here, because people have long kind of commented on, what is this big black room? Like, you go through this portrait hallway, which looks like a house, like you're in a haunted house, and the queue just kind of winds into candelabras and nothing, you know, just a big dark room. It's usually light enough that you can kind of see the walls. There's lots of spider webs in there, then, you know, chandeliers hanging from space, kind of, but there's really no defined place, right? So it looks like they've defined that place now to be still part of the home, the house, and it looks like you're still in a kind of a corridor with paintings on the wall, and that's where the April December portrait will be.
I have maybe a stupid question.
Yeah.
Now I've seen this portrait before. Was it one of the ones that was in the changing portraits hall?
Yeah.
Like, were there five of them, and they just took it out when they redid the effects in there?
Well, no. So they added the portrait that used to be only at Walt Disney World, and they took out this one. So this used to be the last portrait on the wall, and it morphed. So most of the history of the Haunted Mansion was these paintings kind of slowly fading in and out of stages, right? So that was for the majority of the Haunted Mansion's history up until 2005. At the very beginning, when they first were created, for some reason, they started the Haunted Mansion with this kind of lightning effect, where when the lightning would flash, the pictures would quick change to a second, you know, just either one way or the other way. But they always meant them to change and morph. Like, all these paintings were developed by Mark Davis and then Ed Cohn, who kind of took Mark Davis ideas and kind of made them into actual paintings. And some other artists worked on these things too. But they always had made them in stages. So you could tell it was always meant to be this kind of morphing situation, and you know, we kind of, it goes along with the idea of this Haunted Mansion being kind of a guided tour. And you know, the first room where the stretching gallery, you're trapped in there, so it retained its guided tour aspects, right? But then once you left that stretching gallery and went into the portrait hall, the Imagineers, I think, I don't know how long it took them to figure out, you know, you really can't keep this into any kind of a timed tour because of the way that the queue worked and all these other things. So they kind of gave up on the idea of having this nice presentation where you'd walk in here and the pictures one by one would like change from something normal into something creepy. You know, that you could kind of imagine how it was going to look like. You'd walk through, and as you walked through the hall, like, they'd one by one kind of morph into something else. And they kind of gave up on that. And when it first opened, like I said, it was just lightning would flash and it would be a different picture. They pretty quickly changed it to the morphing effect, but you would just walk by in the line whenever you happened to see them change, they would change, right? And so that ended in 2005 with, they replaced all these projection paintings with digital screens, right? So digital paintings. And so then they could do what they wanted with them. So they would kind of, as the lightning flashed, they would kind of show the other stages of the paintings underneath, right? Like, so they would kind of change with the lightning crashes. And yeah, so April December, definitely a Mark Davis creation. It was removed to put in the Dorian Gray-esque painting of the, I guess at Disney World, some people call him the ghost host, but the, or Master Gracie. He's been called Master Gracie in merchandise and stuff. The character that's inside of the foyer in Walt Disney World, who kind of changes from a man to a skeleton. So they put that into Disneyland and took out April, December, but now she's back, right, around the corner.
Yay.
So that's kind of awesome. And then, of course, the Black Cat was actually, so Haunted Mansion nerds have known this story because Exotencios talked about it, but up until just last summer, or I guess 2 summers ago before Disneyland closed, the Haunted Mansion, or maybe summer of 2019 when the Haunted Mansion was celebrating its anniversary, and they had this big exhibit in the lobby for the Lincoln Theater of Haunted Mansion concept art and things, and they had these mm-hmm. drawings that Exotencio had done of this one-eyed cat, which he intended to be kind of a recurring character that would show up through the Haunted Mansion. In some instances, he thought it was going to kind of represent the character of the voice you were hearing, the ghost host, like it might be the mascot or even, you know, the personification or animal version of the ghost host's spirit, right? And you would know it was that cat because he would only have one eye, right? His other eye was out.
Right.
So that is kind of what's represented by this new cat totem or statue that they've put into the Haunted Mansion. So it's just a little kind of cute call to the actual Haunted Mansion, to the actual history of the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. And the article, I'll continue. Sure. It talks more about the cat.
Yeah, sure.
So continuing, in Atencio's concept art, the cat featured elongated, vampire-like fangs and a piercing red eye. In a nod to Edgar Allan Poe's story, The Black Cat, it had just one eyeball, which sat in its socket with all the subtlety of a fire alarm. Sometimes we'd see the cat as simply an eye in the darkness. Other times there would be allusions that this phantom was on the prowl for a spirit to possess. Discarded eventually, a raven essentially fills a similar role. The cat, which will now be represented as an elegant statue, stands as a reminder that the Haunted Mansion was once envisioned more as a walk between the hair-raising and the humorous.
Yeah.
Beyond the cat figurine, there are many other additions for guests to spot, from floating chairs to puzzling dollhouses, both inside and outside the mansion. Disney creatives aim to gently deepen the mystery of the ride, as part of a pre-pandemic plan to tidy up effects and give the mansion a much-needed cleaning. Walt Disney Imagineering, the secretive arm of the company responsible for theme park experiences, has also found a way to squeeze in an extra scene in a nook just before guests board the ride's doom buggies. So they're talking about where they put the April mm-hmm. to December portrait. Mm-hmm. In the last year, Disney has announced multiple changes and upgrades to its rides, many designed to bring the attractions in line with modern cultural sensibilities. Splash Mountain, for instance, will be rethemed to The Princess and the Frog in an effort to remove its connection to the racist film Song of the South. The Jungle Cruise is receiving multiple enhancements to strike its offensive portrayal of indigenous people. Recently, there have been calls for the removal of a hanging scene in the Haunted Mansion, noting its association with suicide and lynchings. Disney has heard those complaints, but for now, the scene will remain unchanged. "It's been discussed for sure," says Disney's Michelle Hobbs, who managed the Haunted Mansion refurbishment. "It's definitely something that we're thinking about." For the Haunted Mansion, expect lighter touches throughout, rather than a sweeping show scene or a removal of any set pieces.
Okay. Yeah, so that has been discussed a lot. I think, didn't we? We talked about this on our last show, mm-hmm. right? And, I mean, this has been on Doom Buggies for 20 years, you know, pointing out that, well, you know, this ride does start with a suicide scene. So, you know, it's got, you know, you only go on from there into the darkness. And, you know, it's always one of those things where you have to kind of, now I am not, let's stop for a second. So I'm not the guy that mm-hmm. says, hey, Walt Disney, blah, 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 you can never change anything at Disneyland. That's not me.
Right.
I'm all for making things better and even making things more appropriate for the audience and for the culture and for the time. I'm all for all of that stuff. The thing about the Haunted Mansion that I'm not sure about is where you draw your fine lines between can we have in a society that protects people, which is kind of where we're heading, like protecting people from possible emotional distress, right? So mm-hmm. if that's the society we're in, can you even have a haunted house? do you know what I mean? Because it's right. essentially filled with murderers, right? And yep. and death, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and there is a distinction. I see the distinction between someone that takes their life and you know, a lot of us know people that this has happened to, and that's, that of course is a triggering event, right? So, mm-hmm. that makes sense. But at the same time, like, if there's ever a definition of a slippery slope in terms of theme park edits and designs, I would say a haunted house kind of represents that, because where do you find that place where there's nothing that could cause emotional distress, right? So at some point, you know, I wonder if you say, well, this attraction, you know, maybe instead of changing the attraction, you do more preventive measures, like if you are, you know, almost like a roller coaster, like if you have these conditions, you maybe shouldn't experience this attraction, you know. So and I don't know the answer to this, right? Because like I said, I'm not the person that's complaining about the Jungle Cruise being changed or any of that stuff, you know. I'm all for being, you know, becoming more aware of how different cultures and societies work together, and we are becoming more of a blended society, always becoming more that way. So you always want to be more and more sensitive to the people and the different beliefs and understandings of the world around you. So I get that. So, you know, I don't know if I have the answer here, but it will be interesting to see what they do decide to do. And it is interesting that they decided this isn't the time, you know, and that could be, it could just be like, hey, we said we're going to change Splash Mountain because of this. We've said we were going to change Jungle Cruise because of this. So, you know, maybe we don't want to do a trifecta here and really make a lot of people mad. So, you know,
I mean, to that point, I believe in the description of the ride, they do say something along the lines of this is, they don't say gruesome, but there are things that could potentially be scary for dumb people. There is that warning.
Yeah. Okay. So there's something. It's something.
There's something. There's
something. So,
it will. So basically, they said this is not the time, but we're thinking about it. Yeah.
And you know, to be honest, that doesn't usually bode well for the people that say, please don't ever change anything, you know, when they start thinking about it. But also, having said that, you know, when they totally changed that stretch room scene for the Haunted Mansion Holiday, like, I'm not sitting there thinking, but what happened to the suicide scene? Bring it back. No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
I mean, they're just telling a different story.
It's a different story, right? So, and that's always what it usually boils down to, right? If Disney can find a way to retell that story in the beginning, so it doesn't feel like, you know, an edit or a censorship, but it feels more like a change of direction. Hey, then I am always in support of Disneyland, you know, revamping things, making things either better or even different because they've been there for a while. Walt Disney was not about ripping stuff out of the park when it was past its time.
Yep.
So I'm all for that.
I mean, didn't he say it will never be finished?
He did say that. He said Disneyland will never be finished. So people do interpret that in various ways, but regardless, I think we can fairly interpret it as at least not saying Disneyland will never ever change from the moment I pass away. So so Haunted Mansion is coming back. There's a lot of things that we haven't revealed yet because it wasn't in the article. Is the article finished? Do you have any? Is there any more?
It's not done yet. No, there's still more.
Let's keep on going.
All right. So continuing on, we're going to talk a little bit more about the portrait and Mark Davis. Here, Resurrected is a portrait from Davis, the Disney legend who designed such characters as Snow White, Tinkerbell, and Maleficent, as well as the creative force behind the look of many of the animation-inspired vignettes of the park's foundational rides. Davis's April to December painting, in which a gorgeous woman slowly transforms into jagged bones and aged flesh, was removed from the Haunted Mansion's portrait hallway at Disneyland in the mid-2000s, like you said, 2005. Hobbs says that at the time, the painting's gradual four-scene change didn't work with a technological update to the ride that created crisper, more instantaneous two-slide transformations. Imagineering has now extended the portrait hallway, placing a remade version of Davis's art around a bend, past the illusion of the busts watching guests. In the past, once guests rounded the corner, they were fixated on boarding the ride. Now, they will see a mysterious door, the reimagined artwork, and the devil cat. The changes were partly inspired by the black lighted colors and characters that populate the space during the Haunted Mansion's Nightmare Before Christmas holiday makeover. That's what Kim and I were saying. The only time this area comes alive is during the holidays, says Imagineering's Hobbs, who is stationed in Anaheim and works closely with Kim Irvine, Disneyland's longtime art director and the daughter of Leota Toombs, one of the first women to work for Imagineering and the portrayer of Madame Leota, whose disembodied head floats in a crystal ball in the Haunted Mansion's seance room. So let's see what can we do during these other months to try to reinvigorate this area, Hobbs adds. Bringing back April to December was an awesome way to do it. Although the painting is newly created and uses more current technology, Hobbs stressed that it is the original image and it is the one our guests will recognize. And that video that you mentioned before from the Disney Parks blog, mm-hmm. or Disneyland, I'm not sure which, probably you can find it in both places, but they kind of showed the transformation of the April to December portrait.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Yeah.
Anything that harks back to Davis is sure to attract fans' attention, and April to December is one of the mansion's most striking portraits. The work stands apart from other images, a woman changing into a big cat, a knight shifting into a skeleton, because rather than play into horror mythology, it references our own mortality. The woman in Davis's original final scene is ghostly, but still of this world. In April, she's a hot-looking item, Davis says, as quoted in the Disney-published book, Mark Davis, in his own words, Imagineering the Disney theme parks. June, it's sexy. In September, she's past her prime, kind of a not attractive lady, but in December, she's had it, just like it happens to all of us. I can imagine him saying
that. Yeah.
And yet, that also gets to the heart of the Haunted Mansion's enduring appeal and why Disney could sell out multiple $300 events to celebrate the ride's 50th birthday in 2019, which you went to.
Yep.
The Haunted Mansion is an equalizer, an attraction that laughs at our limited time on Earth and then gives us a swinging wake that pokes fun at our sinful ways. Keys to its allure is Davis's colorfully exaggerated characters, figures whose wide-eyed facial expressions convey a multitude of emotions. Without a clear, linear story, the Haunted Mansion is a place for guests to fill in the blanks, and its closest character to a princess is its Black Widow bride. Her name is Constance, and she stalks the attic. Depending on your point of view, she's either an axe murderer who has taken revenge on the patriarchy or a reminder that a happily ever after is but a dream. And with Atencio's furry spirit at long last finding its way into the Haunted Mansion, visitors will have another character to imagine storylines around. Today, the cat is in statuesque form, but just because it's out of its 9 lives doesn't mean it has fully passed on. Just before guests board the doom buggies is where our kitten demon awaits. You'll see this beautiful statue of this cat. Maybe you'll see red coming out of its eye, maybe not, says Hobbs. For those fans that know, we'll definitely have a callback to X there for sure, adds Hobbs, referring to Atencio as he was known to friends and colleagues. As guests continue along the ride, they can expect to see an assortment of updates and additions, including new draperies and random accoutrements in the attic, such as a dollhouse and various trinkets that belong to Constance's many ill-fated husbands. What we've done is just gone through each of the scenes and added little tidbits and flavors of additional property to help support each of those love stories, if you will, says Hobbs. Madame Leota's seance room has also been updated. Now among the floating musical instruments is a wicker chair. Although that may sound random, longtime fans will likely connect a chair in such a room to Disney designer Rolly Crump, one of the first Imagineers to work on the mansion in the late 1950s, a full decade before it would open. In Crump's version of the seance room, the centerpiece was a chair that would come alive. Did you know that?
Yeah, we've seen the artwork. So it'll be interesting to see how they've changed that.
Yeah, I kind of I appreciate that they're pulling in the history of the Imagineers that worked on the attraction. Yeah. Rather than making big sweeping chains, they're making little subtle touches.
Yeah. Yeah, fan service, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Cool, I don't fan mind service. It. Yeah.
While Hobbs says this is a new design that was not pulled from the archives, the Haunted Mansion is filled with so much history and speculation that even a chair is cause for conversation. There wasn't any history to it, Hobbs says of the chair. That was something that Kim looked into. What would make sense there? What would work stylistically and creatively and be floating in the air? Why not a chair? Perhaps from the mansion porch? Elsewhere, the spiderweb flooring in the mansion's entryway has been remade. The exterior has been repainted, multiple shades of white meant to evoke shadows on outdoor walls, and the small pet cemetery has been outfitted with flowers and plants that add more elegance to the departed animal companions, mostly. A tomb for an expired skunk is now accompanied by an ever-so-slight garlic odor, courtesy of Society Garlic. We all love our beloved pets. What would you do if it was your pig named Rosie? You would decorate. We treated this as we would our own pets, says Hobbs.
Cute.
Rosie, of course, is surrounded by roses, but be on the lookout for catnip, large toad lilies, and other new flora to match the animals and put them on a larger pedestal. Consider such a landscaping touch a further heightening of the Haunted Mansion themes, a love for what we've lost and who we are, follies and all, and an embrace of our pets, even when it's a cat that's raising hell. This story originally appeared in the Los Angeles Times.
Nice. So that's really pretty exciting to see what kind of things we can find and discover in the newly renovated Haunted Mansion. You know, I thought they had...
Inside and out.
And, you know, I had thought they had already had had planted Society Garlic by the skunk. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. I'm pretty sure I've heard that before. I don't know if they actually did it, but I think they had planned that a while ago. But at any rate, it sounds like it's going to be kind of an amazing update. You know, it's been closed for so long. It was closed for the whole year since it.
I know. I was trying to think back. When was the last time?
Haunted Mansion Holiday for the year 2019 was when the Haunted Mansion was last open, right? So closed in early 2020 for renovations, and here we are finally going to get to see them a year and a half later. Yay! So really super exciting stuff coming. And so this has been our special report. We just wanted to let you know a little bit of news about Disneyland's reopening and the fact that the Haunted Mansion has been reimagined a little bit and some exciting things to come. We will try our best to get down there as soon as possible so we can come back and return and give a more proper trip report. I think that's all for now.
Do you love everything Disney? Then tune into Mousetalgia, the podcast about Disneyland, Disney history, and Disney fandom that's been rated best by the Unofficial Guide. Whether you're looking for tips about visiting the parks or interviews with Disney celebrities, you'll find it all on the Mousetalgia podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or Player FM. And Carpe Kingdom, seize the magic.
So you have anything else, Julia?
I'm just wishing everybody luck that's trying to get tickets for reopening, especially us. That's right. Good luck to us.
That's right. If you're trying to get tickets to Disneyland and you're a California resident, because so far only open to California residents, best of luck to you. And we hope to see some of you in the park soon. But that's all for this episode of the Doom Muggies podcast. You're able to reach us at comments@doommuggies.com. Make sure to subscribe. If you're not subscribed to our podcast, go ahead and hit subscribe. We would love to automatically fill your inbox once a month with the latest and greatest Haunted Mansion news and views and special information. And we try to always give you something interesting to hear about. So go ahead and subscribe. If you want to give us a call, you can always do that. Call us toll free at 1-888-5-HATBOX. That's 1-888-5-HATBOX. Leave us a message. Maybe we'll put you on the show. So I think that's all we have to say for this month, but we'll be back soon. Maybe, and maybe not. If we get to the parks and we can give you some more special reporting about the newly renovated Haunted Mansion, you know we will be sure to do that. But until that time, or until next month,
hurry back.
See you next time.
Oh, there you are. Should you decide to establish contact, please email comments@doommuggies.com or call us toll free at 1-888-5-HATBOX. On behalf of your host, I'm Emmanuel Menjivar, and we hope you will hurry back.
The Doom Buggies podcast is produced by Julia Lane and Jeff Bam, and mixed by Jeff Bam. Grim Grinning Ghosts arranged and performed by Kristen Pfeiffer. Other music is performed and used courtesy of Sideshow Sound Theater. Copyright DoomBuggies.com.